sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
To
do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
For grace.
For what else?
For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good. But it's working. Everything is working
together
for my good.
Sing
it again. Everything is working
together
for my good. I want you to say this tonight, real simple. Say,
good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. But I just like the song say, this is your season for grace and favor, and that you have a seed in the ground. We just thank God for those that do their sowing and sowing into different people's lives. I know that me and my family have a great big faith this morning. So forever grateful, our heart is so full of joy because we know, and we understand what it is for people to sow into your life. And we just thank God on today. We thank God on to the sowers, and we are in a season to reap because we too have learned to sow. By living by example, by living by true words, by just being obedient to the things that we're being taught. So I sit and say to you all this morning to make sure that you start sowing into things, sowing into the ground so you can reap the benefits. And just like the songwriter says, it doesn't matter what your circumstances is. It doesn't matter what your situation is. I decree and declare on today that you will raise your level of expectation, that you will sit and know that you can do things and see God that will grant you grace. He will grant you favor. He will grant you blessings exceedingly and abundantly over what you even possibly think that you are worth in a time that is needed so much. But with your obedience, with your diligence, with your faithfulness, with your commitment to continue to just strive through whatever the circumstance and the situation, he will find you. He will grant you favor. He will give you the things that you need. Remember on yesterday, it says, whatever, if you say, if you ask something in my name, Jesus Christ, I will give it to you. I can sit and say on today that that is true. And I'm telling you and you to start activating the tools that God has given us. And I forgot to sit and say good morning to everyone. I was just so excited when I heard the song. So I'm saying good morning to our international partners, Norway, South Africa, Fuji, everybody that's over there in those international waters. I pray to God that you're having a glorious day, that you woke up this morning commanding your atmosphere for greatness, for excellency. America, the same exact thing. We wake up, we command our atmosphere, we put on our full armor of God, and then we move forward. We're not expecting anything negative to happen because we're programming our mind for success. We're programming our mind for positivity. We're programming our mind with the attitude that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So therefore, I decree and declare that no weapon formed against you this morning, today, tomorrow, or forevermore shall prosper because you are activating the tools, the weapons that God has given you. And you have the authority to silence anything that comes up against you. You have the authority to look to tell obstacles to move out of your way. You have the authority to speak healing into the atmosphere. So let's activate our tools. Let's go into just have a glorious day, a new mindset, a new heart, and gather ourselves up and know that we will not stay in the same place that we was on yesterday. Today is a new beginning. We will walk into the light. We will follow Jesus because we know that he is the truth, the way, and the light, and we will not let anything defeat us because failure is not an option. Father God, we come to you this morning. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us through the night, Father God, because somebody didn't make it, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for choosing us, Father God. We didn't choose you. You chose us, Father God. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the renewing of the mind. We thank you, Lord, for creating us a clean heart, Lord, so we can be changed, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to confess to one another, Father, so our fervent, effectual prayers will avail us much, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just having a community, Lord Jesus, that loves you, Father God, that trusts you, Father God, that believes in you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the fruits of the Spirit, Father God, and allowing us, Father God, giving us the knowing, Lord Jesus, that we can activate those spirits into our lives, Father God, into the atmosphere, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the complete full armor of God, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we know that people are falling by our sides, Lord Jesus, but we are protected, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for just giving us the opportunity to call out your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for just loving us unconditionally, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the head of our lives, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are no longer the tail, Father God, but we are the head, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the blessings going in and going out, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that you will enlarge our territory, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we will no longer be the same, Father God, but a transformation will take place, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, divine healing, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, prosperity, Father God. We decree and declare that there will be no more lack, Father God, but increase, Father God. Increase, Father God. Increase in our spiritual walk. Increase in our natural walk. Increase in our heart. Increase in our mind, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that the Holy Spirit shall lead us all the days of our lives, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we will walk with you, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we will walk with faith, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that you and only you, Father God, is our everything, Father God, that we will have no other God before us, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we will be victorious, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are conquerors, Father God, in everything, Lord Jesus, that we set our mind to, Father God, that we can do it, Lord Jesus, because we're not alone. You're right here with us, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we surrender all to you right now, Lord Jesus, and we will be obedient, Lord Jesus. We will be faithful, Lord Jesus. We will be dedicated, Lord Jesus. We will be loyal, Father God. And Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for accepting us into your kingdom, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for our new clothing, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for our new walk, our new hope, Father God, our new vision, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability, Lord Jesus, for each and everything that we touch, Lord Jesus, we can change it into something different, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you love us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a forgiving God, Lord Jesus, a God that just sits, Father God, and continues to accept us, Father God, with our mess, Lord Jesus. But we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, with this rod of correction, Lord Jesus. And we just love you on this morning. We adore you, Father God. We just thank you for just being who you are, Father God. And we are identifying ourselves, Father God, to be your sons, your daughters, Father God, your heirs, your heirs, Father God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. And most of all, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that we're getting ready to walk into, not just me, not just you, but our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Father God. And we thank you for opening and parting the Red Sea, Lord Jesus, so we can get and move on, Father, from our old place and walk into the exodus, Father God, the exit point of poverty, Lord Jesus, the exit point of lack of, Father God, and walk into our promised land. These prayers that we ask right now, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you have heard it, because there's more than two or three of us in your midst, Father God. You know, Lord Jesus, that purity means everything to you, sanctification. We come to you with standing on holy ground this morning, expecting, Lord, expecting, Father God, a new beginning, a new mindset. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, saints, this is a new week. This is a new beginning. It's a new day, a new dawning. So whatever you had going on last night, God has given you an opportunity to put it to the side. He's given you an opportunity to just talk to him, lay everything at his feet. So today you can get up with your marching orders, put your clothes on, and go out knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And this is the mindset that you need to have each and every day, all throughout the day. When an obstacle comes through your way, you speak to that obstacle. You tell it to get out the way, and you keep it moving. When you feel doubt, you ask God to give you confidence. If you sit when you feeling like you can't do this, your self-esteem down, you ask God to give you boldness so you can get whatever task that God has for you done. Know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. My sister, we yesterday, after praying and just going before the Lord, we were given Philippians 4, and my sister Monica will be coming and breaking the bread of life out of Philippians 4, and we just pray that God decreases us and he allows his Holy Spirit to increase, because we want to always do his will, not our will, but his will, so each and every person can be fed. They can start their morning with their manna. They can start their morning with what God gives them daily. As God fed the Israelites with manna every morning, that's what he has placed on ours. Everybody just sit back and open, have an open mind, an open heart, and be in a place to receive. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, saints. I just thank God that he gave my sister this word on yesterday, because when she gave it to me, everyone, I just was in a place where I had been hurt and disappointed. And because of not knowing what God had given her, I had went into the scripture expecting to read it and to allow God to just pour into me what I needed to share with you all, and how we would research this and like bring it forth. And when I tell you guys, it blessed my soul. It ministered to me. It was a prescription. It was a prescription of healing to my soul. It moved me out of the place that I was back into a place of peace, back into a place of comfort. And it felt like the Holy Spirit, God just wrapped his arms around me after I received this word. And it's so powerful, and it's a awesome scripture, only because God gave it to Paul. God inspired Paul to write this in a letter to the church. So when Paul writes this thank you note to the believers at Philippi, for he was thanking them for their help in his hours of need, because as he ministered to many churches, he had a lot of churches that, you know, he traveled in and visited. But this one church, which was in the Philippians had been running in his absence, they actually took care of him. They sent him money wherever he was. They found him and they supported him. They wanted him to continue his work. They wanted him to be okay in his work. And their hearts went out to him, so they sent their money where their hearts was. And that's where he's thanking him in the epistles of Philippians that he writes to them. But as he writes to them, he uses the occasion to send along some instructions for the Christian unity. And so as Paul continues to write the letter pretty much, I'm just paraphrasing what he was saying, because I am going to read the scripture so you can be blessed as well, because at some point he starts ministering. And his central thought was simple. See, what he was saying was, only in Christ real unity and joy is possible. And see, with Christ in your as your model of as your model of humility and service, you can enjoy a oneness of purpose, a Christ-like attitude, the goals that Christ had for us when he came in God's plan to actually redeem us, to give us an understanding on what we were created for. And he also gave us an understanding of the labor of Christ and what we are to do in our time here. Because, see, we're here as vessels. We're here as God's people to reach out to the people that have not recognized or received him yet. And a truth, you know, that Paul illustrates with his own life was how he went and showed them, look, this is what we're supposed to do, and he lived it. He didn't just talk it, he lived it. And one of the, I believe one of the Philippians needed to hear what he was saying in that letter, because I needed to hear what was said in that letter. And because I needed to hear what was said in that letter, I know you all, somebody out there, I know, it's not I believe, I know deep down in my soul, somebody out here needs to hear this word, because it, like I said, it was a prescription. It was a prescription, and you know, Jesus is my medicine. He is my medicine. And when I tell you, he did a healing thing instantly off of this word. And just know that the church that he was writing to, it had an awesome body, but someone within the church was out of order. Someone was in the church was not lining up, and it was throwing the church off. And he was trying to give advice, and he was proclaiming that he wanted them to get their minds together and focus on this, focus on that. And you'll hear what he was saying in the scriptures in 1 second, but I just want to give you the background of the heart and mind of what Paul was saying. And see, he tells them to steadfast, and he tells them to have the same mind, because see, a house divided cannot stand. So we are to all have this same mind, even if this didn't really leap in your spirit when we speak about it this morning. Just know that this is the attitude we're all to have as the body. We're to have the same mind and have and rejoice in the Lord always, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, is what he was saying. And the peace of God will be on you. And so as he gives these instructions, it applies this very day. Thousands of years later, here we are, the same body with the same love of God through Christ. We are able to see what Paul was talking about. We are able to understand why we are a sister and brotherhood of loving people to people that may not love us back. But we love first and foremost our Lord and Savior, the one true living God, and the peace that God gives us to be able to walk and understand this is something that he has to nurture in us daily. And so if you ever have a despairing moment, or you find yourself falling into depression, this is a prescription. This is some medicine. So as you go to Philippians 4:4, I'll start reading. Just to give you exactly what it says. And it says in Philippians 4:4, always be in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable, excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Now, that's the end of the scripture. That was 9. And I'm just going to go back to the top and briefly come down with you guys just so you can hear what I heard. Because at the same time, you know, sometimes words fall on you and they don't move you. But when you get an understanding of the emotion that it can have and where it could put you in a mindset and give you peace, you will know that when it said, always be full of joy. Well, that's what we've been speaking on for the last few weeks, several weeks, of how to activate your joy, how to have joy in a circumstance even though you find it difficult and you're not comfortable in that place. That joy is where you activate your faith and you look to the things of the gospel, the reward, the promise that God gave us, and that is the promise that we will be with him one day soon and this too shall pass. So when you activate that joy turns on an adrenaline or some type of power. It's just an anointing that God has the ability to put on us, and that's what fell upon me in my aggravation yesterday. Tell you, this thing was a dose. I don't know how much I took, but it was enough to take me into peace. And if you ever been in an uncomfortable place and your mind is aggravated and your spirit is tortured, when you read and you get the peace of God, there's nothing in the world that can bother you anymore. I was at peace. I was able to move forward, and my focus went to God because I felt his arms wrapping around me. So it goes on to say that everyone – let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Now, that's another instruction. That is another thing that needs to be addressed, that we as a group, we as a body, we as a people, brothers and sisters, we all should have the same attitude. We should let everyone see that we are considerate in what we do. And when you are considerate in what you do, there's going to be times where you could have told somebody the truth, but you're going to be okay to not say anything. You're going to leave that alone and let peace be still. And see, to be considerate in all you do, that means from work to home, with your spouse, with your children, with your parents, you know, from a stranger in the grocery store that might have bumped you by accident. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a powerful mindset for us to have. But see, when we start displaying these characteristics, when we start having these attitudes, we then have that light that everyone says the Christian has, that light of Christ. That light is so beautiful and it's so illuminating and so magnificent. You start displaying it, and then we look like the brothers and sisters Christ has called us, because now we're an image of him. We're exuding what he said. And you know, Paul also said, remember the Lord is coming. And see, that is another clue or another statement saying, look to the promise. Remember, he's coming back for us. He's coming back, and that promise is paradise with him. And in that knowing, that's where you draw that joy from. That's where you overcome, and your mind and your heart leaves that situation or that hurt or that pain or whatever you're going through, that stressful situation or that depression, and it sends you into a place where Christ resides, where he moves through you and his Holy Spirit picks you up and carries you out of that state. And that's what happened yesterday. And I'm still in that state today, and I thank God Almighty that he allowed me to bring this word this morning, because I know my sister could have tore this up. But, you know, I had a personal revelation with it, and I just wanted to make sure that it got across with the same compassion and the love that I received out of it, because I know someone out here needs to hear this. I know somebody out here needs to read this. And if you don't need it today, put a bookmarker on Philippians 4 and 4 through 9. Put a bookmark on it, because it can speak to all situations. And it goes on to say, where it says in 6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. My goodness, that is a mouthful. When I tell you, that just exudes what we are to do and be when we are truly grateful for what God has done for us.
Because see, what happens is when you are not worried about anything and instead start praying about everything, see, now you're activating your authority. Now you're using that sword. And that sword that we were sharpening last week, well, you get to pull it out this week, or, well, I pulled mine out anyway, and I was able to go into a prayer mind. I was able to pray about it instead of cry about it. I was able to do something about it instead of just talk about it. I did. I moved in action, and I pulled my sword out. And it said, and it says to tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. That's, oh, my goodness. That's thanksgiving and supplication. When you know about prayer and you know the structure of prayer, you're supposed to have that thanksgiving there. You got to do that thanksgiving. And then, you know, you got to have that supplication. But at some point, when this starts transpiring, guess what he's doing? He's teaching the Philippians how to be before God, how to leave a situation and walk into God's presence. And that's what's happening here. That's what happened to me on yesterday. I left out of that stinking thinking and that hurtful place that I was in, and I transformed and walked into what I needed when I took that dose of the scripture, which was my prescription. And so as you pray and give God, tell God everything, and, you know, thank him for all that he's done, you don't have time to focus on anything else. You don't have time to wallow in misery or complain about anything. I told God what I wanted, and before I could finish telling him what I wanted, he was telling me, don't worry, because he heard my cry. He knew that some of the things that I was going through and feeling, I wasn't even able to voice. It might have been a groan in my spirit, but he said, don't fear. I got this. And so as he says it to me, I know he was saying it to anybody that needed to hear this when Paul wrote this letter. And the people read it out loud in the church, so every person that heard it received, and they could understand what the message was. So as I'm speaking it to you right now, I declare and decree that this word goes forth, and it is a prescription in your life, that is a medication, that it is a healing cure for whatever ails you. And then it says in 7, then you will experience God's peace, which will exceed anything you can understand. And it did. It did. I'm a witness. I am testifying right now that it went there. It took me into a place of peace that exceeded all understanding. Anything, I don't know if you can understand just being aggravated and hurt and, you know, not because of something you did, but something that, you know, you had no control over, but it affects you. And then to hear God's voice through the scripture, because, see, God was speaking through Paul to the Philippians in this situation. Even though he was writing a letter, God inspired his words. But see, I heard God's words when I read it, and our arms wrap around me. And I know that he'll wrap his arms around you when you are in your need too. And because of that, that's what was so amazing. That peace, it took me out of the mindset of what was ailing me, and it took me back to the joy. And the knowing that he's coming, and the understanding that he's right here with me, and he's right there with you as well through every trial and tribulation. No matter how big you think it is, nothing's too big for our God. Nothing is impossible. He is a God of He is a him possible God. You know what I'm saying? And that's a H-I-M in front of possible. He's a him possible God, because he's able to do it all. He will work that thing out for you. And if all you need is peace, that's okay. And then as I go on down, I realize that it speaks of 8. And when I get to 8, I realize I can't speak on 8. I know I can't speak on 8 because my sister, she knows 8 inside out. And I'm going to finish up 7 and let her pick up on 8. But I just want you guys to know how we tag team this thing, because it moves in both of our spirits. The Holy Spirit moved me to actually go into this way, the way we actually break down scriptures and give it back to where we can talk about something we know about. And as I finish off 7, it says, his peace will guard your hearts
and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And it did. It did, y'all. This is Monica. Now, this is Monica. I can talk to y'all. I can be honest with y'all. I can be transparent, and I can go there with you because, see, we're brothers and sisters, and because you're my brother and sister, I can talk to you like you're my brother and sister and know that you understand because we have the same Father, and we have the same Spirit. We have the same blood of Christ running through our veins. And when I tell you something is good, something is good. I'm putting it out there. You know, the word of mouth will let you know when something's on point. Don't nobody got to advertise it. They don't have to put no commercials out. They don't have to go on social media. This is one brother or sister speaking to another brother and sister. And that's how the body works, because whatever's flowing through me, I know it's going to flow through you. And see, God has an awesome way of making things so perfect, even in the midst of chaos. Even when things are upside down, he has a way of flipping them. And he flipped that guard, your hearts and minds, as you live in Christ. And I thank God that I was still in Christ. I thank God that I'm living in Christ for this promise to fall upon me. And I pray that it falls upon you, that you are living in Christ, that you are able to tap into this wonderful source of love and attention and affection, and be able to get the prescriptions of life right here in his word. Because when it ministers to your soul and it puts you where you're supposed to be, nothing can touch you. No one, no words, no actions, nothing can touch you. The enemy can't even lay a finger on you. You have a hedge of protection over you. And it's all because of who? Jesus Christ. He resides in us. And when we live in him, we have the benefits, we have the knowing and that comfort. And it ain't just something we know, it's something that every one of us will experience. So I turn it over to my sister, because I know that you're going to understand everything that we went over, because she has a divine understanding of 8 and 9. I'm turning it over to you, sister.
Amen, amen. What Monica failed to tell you all, when she was talking about that peace in the midst of her storm and the chaos, and why she was sitting there going through whatever she was going through and hearing what she was hearing, God was working something else out. That's why it's so good for us to be obedient, and if you have to trust that the battles are not ours, they're the Lord. And that obedience would sit and work things around. And God gave her instantly a new chapter, a place where she was lacking. God came in and overturned that thing and silenced. He silenced people just with his actions. And that's where that peace came in, because of her obedience. That's where that peace came in, instead of going out there and telling somebody else. Oh, she said, and she listened, and that's why we have to be quiet and let God speak to us in every situation, not some situations, but every situation, and that every situation will put you in a victorious place, and you have no clue where it's coming from, because it's God. When you are allowing the Holy Spirit to be your guide and trusting God, then God is going to move for you, and he is going to give you a peace when you can't understand. But if you are all over the place, you can't hear God, you can't hear what he's doing, you have to sit and let go and let God. And as we go into verse 8, it says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true." He's letting us know we have to live. We are mentality. We can't sit and worry about negative things. We can't sit and live off of a lie. You have to fix your thoughts on things that's true, things that you know will succeed, things that you know will go forth in your life, not something that you guess it, not something that is something positive, something that's firm, something that you know is going to get you from A to B. How do you know it? Because it is the truth. It's the truth. It's not you second guessing anything. You know it's the truth because you done tried it. You know it's the truth, just like the Bible, the sword. You know that God operates in spirit and truth. So he's telling them to fix, to your thoughts, your mindset. He's talking to, Paul is talking to them now, telling them how their mindset should be, and what should be in your mind now. And honorable, you need to think about things that are honorable. Paul is letting them know you need a transformation of the mind. That's why it's so important to ask God, even though we know that he's doing it. I don't have a problem with asking him every day to renew my mind, because it is so easy for old things to come back and creep into your mind when you have situations. That's why we have to learn to leave the past in the past and walk in the newness. God gives us a newness every day, a breaking of the dawn every day. His light is with us every single day. So we shouldn't be living back in darkness. We should be moving forward. Our mindset should be moving forward, and we think about the things that's honorable, not sitting and saying, I'm going to do this to get that. I'm thinking about things that I'm having a Christ-like mind, things that I know that Christ would do, things that I know that the natural mind will sit and have me doing one thing, but my spiritual, I'm putting my spiritual thinking on so I can get rid of that stinking thinking. And what's right? He's telling you to do things what's right, as simple as if you sit and throw a piece of paper on the ground, you know that it's littering. You know that it's littering. So you can't purposely just sit. Your mindset should not still be where you're just purposely doing something just because you can. Because remember, now we've had a renewing of the mind. Our thoughts are changing here. So you can't, again, he's basically letting them know, don't stay in your past. Go into your newness. Go into your new day. Leave the old things. The old things may have gotten you from A to B, but God wants to take you all the way. He wants you to live eternity, infinity. There's no end. So we have to move on. And pure, you have to have a pure heart, a pure mindset. Everything, you cannot have corruption in your mind, corruption in your heart, envy in your heart, unforgiveness in your heart. You cannot. Filthy, foul words in your heart. You cannot. You cannot be arrogant. You cannot sit and be prideful. You cannot have those type of things in your thoughts. Because remember this, the heart, neither your heart. The heart speaks to the mind. The heart speaks to the mind. So that's why, again, you need to, Paul is letting them know these are things that you must get rid of. You got to change your mind. You got a transformation has to take place, a changing. Change me, oh Lord. You want to be more like Christ. That's your striving point. That's where you want to be. It's not, you need to be there. It's a must. A must means I got to. That's where you have to be. Because if you continuously displace, you're going to continue to do the same thing. If you think in negative, then that's what you're going to be, negative. Whatever you think and whatever you put in your thought pattern, that's what your actions are going to display. If you sit and you feel like I got to have an attitude, when you get on the phone, when you're talking to someone, when you're in their presence, you have an attitude, your body movement shows that. The words that come out of your mouth, it dictates that. So we have to realize that everything that we do needs to be pure and lovely. You have to operate in the spirit of love because God is love. So everything that you do should be lovely. Every time that when you see an elderly person that's in need, or even your enemy, your frenemy, whoever it is, you still need to have a lovely, loving love, however it may be, spirit, because that's who God is. God God loves us unconditionally. And because of the transformation and the receiving of the transformation and then the application of the transformation, that's what's expected of you. This is what Paul is telling the Philippians, and this is what the Holy Spirit is telling you, somebody. It's for somebody. Trust and believe. It's for somebody. And admirable. Admirable. You should, when people see you and you see other people, you should admire what they say. See, a lot of people feel like in this day and time, when you're admirable or you're doing the things that what's going on right now that Paul is talking about, that we are either trying to impress somebody or to, you know, kiss up to them because we're expecting. No, it's what God wants. So if that's what your mindset is, you need to ask God to sit and change you immediately, because everything that's here, it runs neck and neck with the fruits in the spirit. Excellent. You should be thinking about things that are excellent. Think about something that you have going on that you're struggling with. Think about seeing it in an excellent. Think about seeing it without a blemish. Think about seeing if it's a business. Envision your business running smoothly. Envision your business running where you're prosperous, that you're receiving, you know, your capital is increasing, your problems are decreasing. Think about it in excellence. And you can do that because we know that God is a God of excellency. And he's not going to ask us to do something that he doesn't do. When God gives to us, he does not give us blemished fruit. When God gives to us, he does not give us something that has been damaged, something that has been broken, that he has set, and it's got still a little crack in it because he has put it back together. He has put that thing, he has remolded that thing, he has refined it, and if it wasn't right, it starts all back over again. So when he presents it, it's been being presented in an excellent state. This is what Paul is telling the Philippians. And then everything should be worthy of praise. Every single thing that you wake up and that you can see. When you wake up in the morning and you can see the clouds, the greenery, whatever it may be, everything should be worthy of God's praise. You should continue to praise God. Even if you got a situation, you still have something to praise God about. And we must do this. We must, exactly what Paul is telling the Philippians, even though it was 1,000 years ago, it comes for us today because we have a level of expectancy. We need to raise our levels so we can sit and we can accept the words that are coming here. And what it says here, that we are to put these things, the things that the virtues that I just spoke on, that my sister spoke on, we are to put them in practice, and we are to practice them every single day. It's not for today. This is not a now moment, a 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. moment. This is a today, tomorrow, and forevermore. In order for you to get from one place to the next, there is no person on this earth that is perfect. Each and everything that you do, you have to practice. You have to put it into play every single day. You have to sit and strive to be excellent. I love the word strive, because what it's saying to you is that I'm trying. I'm keep pushing. I'm walking. You may be crawling. You may, you know, we have to crawl before we walk. But like Apostle said, God, he knows our heart. So if your heart is pure, if you have a level of expectancy and you're striving to be excellent, you're striving to be pure, you're striving to maintain that peace beyond measures. Why? Because you're letting go and you're letting God. You're sitting, and you, as Monica said, we are one body, so one helps the next. But in order for you to receive that help, you have to put yourself in a place where you're receiving. You have to put yourself in a place where your mindset changed for these things. If you continue to stay in that same place, then you are going to miss out on what God has for you. You are going to be stuck. And while you're sitting there still stuck, God is moving on. And then once you realize, now you're trying to sit and catch up to where God is so you can get that blessing on the other end. But God is still moving. Because while you worrying about this, that, and another, it's somebody else out there that needed more than you. It's somebody out there that said, God, I'm ready to change my mind. It's somebody out there that says, God, I need the peace. I need peace right now in order for me to get from A to B. God, I want to have a pure heart. God, I'm praising you day in and day out because I want you to know that you are the focal point in my life. And then it says that, it says, keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me, saw me doing. That means that Paul lived by example. That means that the words that Paul said did not just fall on deaf ears because he was doing these things. He was not telling somebody something, but that they couldn't do it themselves. He wasn't talking to somebody and telling them this or telling the Philippians, you must do this, you must do this, this is how you must live, but he couldn't do it himself. See, God looks at that. God gives us the knowing, first of all, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. God tells us in Romans that we need to not be conformed of this world, that we need to renew our mind. And see, when Paul had his conversion, that's what Paul accepted. That's the calling that he accepted. And that's what God is calling me, you, and everybody else to do. It's to not just speak the word, but live the word. Be an example of what you preach. Be an example of what you speak. I wouldn't care what anybody outside of ADM, and you all know that I'm truthful in what I'm saying. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances is, our overseer, Apostle Temple Spencer, is exactly what Paul is saying right here. He is a modern-day Paul in this segment right here and now because they practice what they preach. They're examples, the Spencers, of what they sit and say that they are. And that's what God is looking for. He's looking for that in me. He's looking in that for you and everybody else, not to sit up there and just talk and give out a show. He wants you to sit and be an example for your people. That's why he says whatever you saw me doing, that's how it should be, and this is what you will get. Then the God of peace will be with you. That's why when situations take place, car accidents, something might take place, you never see him be disturbed. You never see that. Why? Because they're doing the instructions that God has told them. They're going by the instructions that from there. And how do we know that they're going by the instructions? Because I know that he uses his sword, that same sword he teaches us with, day, not just week after week, day after day, and a living example. They are living examples. So guess what? They are going to be prosperous. They are raising their level of expectation. They are walking into excellence. They are walking into and with peace. That's the thing about it. And that's what me and Monica, that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to be on this day. That's where he wants us to move into right now, these instructions that he gave us, these virtues, that's what we are to apply into our lives so we won't be stagnated, so we won't be in the same place walking around the same old mountain over and over. So we will change our mind thoughts, our thoughts. And once we change our thoughts that control everything, then we'll be a better person. and we will be able to come together as one body in unity and do everything in love. We will become our brothers and sisters keepers. But you have to make, everybody have to make a change. And once you make the change, I'm a living witness, God will bless you. God will send his blessings your way when you least expect it, because God knows everything. It says to pray about everything. Tell him what you need. And see, I've been telling God what my circumstances and my situation is, but I'm not complaining about it. But I'm making changes as I go. So the blessings are still flowing. The blessings, not just for me, but my sister Monica, for my sons, for my husband, people that are attached to me, my pastor, his wife, people that are attached. And that's what it's all about. One person helps the next. One person helps somebody else get out of their stinking, but you have to be in a place to receive. And the Philippians were in a place to receive, and this is why they loved Paul. So I'm sitting and telling you today to find yourself, people, place yourself international. Find somebody. And if you don't, you coming on the line with us day and night, you are already inherited ADM. And guess what? We are inherited into the kingdom. We are God's children. We are his faithful servants. So I tell you on this day, for you to come out and you join ADM, you join and you be a part of the things. You can't see it, but as you notice, we don't have a problem to speak the truth. We don't have a problem to speak truth. We don't have a problem with giving, being admiral to people, to a pastor that's living what God is instructing him to do. We don't have a problem with speaking pureness about the things that are happening in our lives, the things that we are seeing day by day. So when you all get a chance, go back and read over Philippians 4 and ask God to give you the understanding of what Paul is telling them to do. And then ask yourself, is this what I'm seeing? Is this what I saw all the months or the years that I was there at ADM? Is this what I'm seeing over the broadcast and the natural sim? But I'm tapped into the spiritual, so I'm understanding, I'm receiving what God has for me. I don't want you to sit and think that this is all about Paul, because it's all about what God gave Paul for him to share. And so that's what, it's not all about Temple Spencer, Apostle Temple Spencer. It's about his obedience and him receiving what the Holy Spirit has for him, and then it's applying. So, again, I ask each and every person that's under the sound of my voice this morning to come out to break bread with us in the mornings and in the afternoons, 8 p.m. And that number for the afternoon, for the empowerment in the 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is 385-799-9620. Again, it is 385-799-9620. You want to be under a leadership that's leading, that's walking by faith, that's showing that they're who they say they are, that's showing that God is the head of their life, that's showing you that you can take one situation and turn it into something big, something major. You can take one corporation and turn it into many, that you can sit and feed the homeless and provide houses and provide transportation and take care of the people in the time of need, as God has ordained Apostle Temple to do. So I sit and I say, come one, come all, don't hesitate, but come with a renewed mind. Come with the thought that you are, that things are getting ready to be better, greater for you. and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But I want you to do this. Any negativity that may be weighing you down, because once you come, you should be in a hunger state. You should be hungry. You should be thirsty so God can fill you up with his proper nutrients so you can receive the proper nutrients and move forward from there. And day after day, things will change for you. ADM loves you, but God loves you best. See you tonight at 8 p.m.